Beloved radio friends, we welcome you to the broadcast, and we welcome you to the concluding meditation concerning God's divine clothing program. We've had the joy of considering the commencement of it from Genesis chapter 3, where in the Garden of Eden, God began his divine clothing business. We've also considered, not in completeness, there was so much we could cover, but we have considered its continuance. We have learned from some scriptures that God's redemption program is and always has been to provide believing sinners with the garment of salvation. Scripturally, it is the righteousness of Christ. It is the robe of Jesus. God, by grace and mercy, removes from the soul that has sinned, who confesses Christ, removes the garment of sin and clothes them with the righteousness of Christ. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, born again by the Spirit of God, trusting the Lord Jesus Christ alone and his sacrifice for their sins, can surely sing that old hymn, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest name, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand." This is God's clothing. May I again say, 'tis provided free for every sinner. Today we conclude our meditation by considering the consummation of God's clothing business. Someday he's gone out of business. There'll be a consummation of it. And the ultimate results of his great purpose in heaven and through all eternity will be seen. First of all, we would like to refer to the book of Revelation chapter 4. There in the fourth chapter of the Revelation, John in his vision on the Isle of Patmos writes concerning the glory of the church when it will be in heaven. I can only commend to you the reading of that fourth chapter, and the elders that are so described represent the church and the saints in heaven, particularly in chapter 4 and in chapter 5 of the book of Revelation. But in chapter 4, will you listen to John's description of the saints, of the saved that will be there, in relation to the throne of God in that eternal day? I read verse 4 particularly. "Round about the throne, John declares there were 24 thrones," which is the right word, "and upon the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold." My beloved, this is going to be the consummation that will be reached. The consummation of glory, if I may suggest, for every saint who will be clothed in the righteousness of Christ. It will be the coronation of redeemed saints that is described here. It is a future day in heaven when the saints will not be in their human bodies such as we have upon the earth, but with their changed and glorified bodies. Read chapter 5 of that book of Revelation, and verse 9 particular. That verse will prove to you that those whom John describes, they are the redeemed saints from the earth. They have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. But now in our chapter 4, we'd like to note particularly in verse 4, they are sitting. They are clothed in white raiment. They are crowned with glory. Please note these three facts. They are sitting, meaning they are at perfect rest in the presence of God. They're not troubled about their sins. They have eternal rest. But they are also clothed. And what's the description? white raiment. Every one of them wears the spotless robe of Christ. My beloved, won't it be a beautiful picture? For God himself to see, arrayed in the robe of Christ's righteousness, his redeemed people, in perfect purity and holiness, white raiment, and also crowned with crowns of glory. My beloved, this is the consummation of God's clothing business. He says, I'm going to take you to glory. I've not only covered you, I'm going to glorify you. You know, I'm glad I got into the business with him. And did he got hold of me? My beloved, this is God's purpose in providing redemption, divine clothing, that unworthy but believing sinners shall be, as Ephesians 1:4 declares, they will be holy and without blame before me in love. Every one of them taken from the family of Adam, but covered with God's best robe of salvation through faith in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask again, my friend, do you have your robe? Will you be there? In Christ and his righteousness. Is Christ now your garment of salvation? My beloved, all you need to do is take it and put it on. In fact, God will put it on you, if you'll trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior. But let's go to another chapter in Revelation. Chapter 7, if you please, where John sees another redeemed company who will be saved from the earth out of the great tribulation. In verse 5 of John chapter 7, verse 15 of John 7, the apostle in verse 5 sees a great multitude out of all nations, kindreds and people and as well as tongues standing before the throne and before the Lamb. Note, they are clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. Again, he emphasizes their clothes. They're clothed with white robes. And here again, God's clothing business is still in evidence. How did this come about? Well, listen to the explanation in verse 14 that John has given. These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. My beloved, we can only ask the question, have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? From the Garden of Eden, Genesis chapter 3, through the Bible into Revelation, redemption, God's clothing for sinners, is the precious blood of Christ. God walked with Adam in the garden, God himself, before sin ever entered. And when the word, heaven and, or when the new heaven and the new earth appears for its coming in that new creation glory, we even find he redeems them all through the blood of his dear Son, and they will walk with him forever. Then you read Revelation 21 and verse 3. When in that divine consummation of glory, when all the redeemed will be in the new creation of God eternally, there'll never be any sin entering. We read that, behold, the tabernacle of God is with them, and he will dwell or abide with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. My beloved, may we state in the closing moments of our study, from the commencement of the human race in the book of Genesis, God will yet consummate his clothing business with that new creation, taking out of the human race all guilty sinners who have come to him through the precious blood of his own dear Son. And they will be forever whiter than snow before him as well as with him forevermore. My radio friend, our deepest question we would inquire, of you is, have you made certain that you have God's divine robe covering your soul today? Without the Lord Jesus Christ, please let me say lovingly, forget your church membership. It can never save you. Whatever ecclesiastical group you may belong to matters not to God. What matters to Him? Do you have Christ? Are you clothed with Christ and covered with His blood? You can never be in white raiment until you have Him. But if you have Him in that new creation, you'll be forever sinless, you'll be forever holy and pure before God. The psalmist prayed in repentance and confession many years ago, "Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow," in Psalm 51 verse 7. But Isaiah too said long ago, "Come now," as he spoke for God, "come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18. May I say earnestly, convincingly, on the basis and the authority of the Word of God, there's not a vile sinner but what God is able to cover with the righteousness of Christ if they'll only come to Him, confessing their filthy garments and letting Him clothe them with the righteousness of Christ. God is not in the dry cleaning business, my friend. But may I tell you, He's not trying to dry clean you. He says, "I want to clothe you. I want to give you a new suit. For if any man be in Christ, new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." My beloved friend, may through Christ you come to God to be clothed now, if never you have, to be clothed eternally by Him. I'm so glad I have found by grace divine God is in the clothing business for time and eternity. Have you? Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, this strange subject was so true, the divine clothing business that you're in. Lord, we trust you get a lot of business today from many sinners in Jesus' name. Amen.